The key thing with financial fair play is that clubs are required to break even within a certain time period. And as in the past, clubs that have lost money have been allowed to basically run their businesses like that and get away with that. Going forward, that won't be the case, and there will be sanctions imposed if clubs don't make the break-even point within the time specified by the league.
In terms of this football club, where do they stand on this now? Because at the moment, you are actually operating on a loss.
We are. I mean, like a lot of championship clubs, if not all championship clubs, we are losing millions and millions of pounds a year. And under the current system, the chairman effectively is allowed to cover those losses from his own pocket. Going forward, that won't be allowed. So we don't have the choice. Even if the chairman wanted to continue to support the club with its losses, we don't have a choice. The Football League rules won't allow that going forward. So we have to stand on our own two feet, which means that we've got to manage the club more efficiently. In other words, reduce our costs wherever we can. And we've also got to build our revenues. And that means, obviously, working hard to get our fans to support us as much as possible with ticket buying, merchandise buying, food and drink purchasing at the stadium rather than elsewhere, bringing other events to the stadium, birthday parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, whatever it happens to be. And also we've got to find new fans to build the club for the future, younger fans, different fans, people that perhaps haven't been to the Amex before. Because for us, building the club for the future is absolutely critical, given where this club has come from, what it's been through, and how hard people have worked, particularly the fans, including the fans, to get us to where we are. What we don't want to do is to slip backwards again, and we can't allow that to happen.
If that does happen to clubs, what are the sanctions that would be imposed on any football club, whether it be Brighton and Hove Albion or any other?
Well, the sanctions are really severe. First of all, they could be transfer embargoes, which obviously considerably limits and restricts your ability to progress as a football club on the field. And perhaps more emotively than that, clubs can also be fined. And if they're fined, unlike normal football fines, which go into the coffers of the FA or the league, these fines will be distributed evenly amongst your competitors. So can you imagine a situation where we don't comply with the rules, we end up getting fined, and we end up helping to fund, for example, Crystal Palace's promotion push? That would be the worst scenario for us on so many different levels, which is why we're taking this as seriously as we have to, and we want to try and make fans aware of what the implications are if we don't comply with the rules.
What about those fans that might say, I'm already dipping into my pocket to pay to come to the Amex to support Brighton and Hove Albion, you're just trying to bleed me even further dry in order to make more money for the club?
Listen, the supporters are the lifeblood of any football club, and certainly this one more than perhaps any other. So that's certainly not what we want to do. But we need their help. We need to build the fan base. We need to encourage new fans here. When new fans